Hi, I've got a prescription for diabetes test strips. How much is the copay?
That could take me a while to calculate. In the meantime, you should think about over-the-counter Contour-X test strips. You get 35 for $19.99, and they're highly accurate. For full details, visit contournext.com/radio.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bets. This is the program that helps you win all the right numbers for what you need to play during the NFL season. And before we explain the rules of how to win the numbers in terms of the games that you can play in the world of sports betting, not just the sports world or the NFL, but the whole world is rallying around Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. This past Monday night, January the 2nd of 2023, in the Week 17 Monday night game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed with 5 minutes and 58 seconds left in the first quarter after tackling wide receiver T. Higgins. What happened was Hamlin was going for a tackle, and Higgins, there was a collision that had taken place between Higgins and Hamlin, and as a result, Hamlin took a hit to the chest while tackling Higgins. After the tackle, Hamlin got up, and then a few seconds later, he collapsed. And then there was a scene that took place for quite a while as he was motionless, and team trainers and paramedics rushed to his side within seconds. CPR was administered. There was also the defibrillator had come out to try to revive Hamlin. He was on the field for 10 minutes. He was also given oxygen and also an IV. No more than maybe approximately 15 minutes later, he left the field in an ambulance and was later transported to the University of Cincinnati Health Center, where he was reported he was later known to be in critical condition. And as this show is airing, he is still in critical condition. However, he has improved tremendously within a 24-hour period. He was previously on a 100% oxygen, but it has been reduced to 50%. He's still unable to breathe on his own. However, the health of his lungs have improved tremendously, and he's neurologically intact. So he still has the breathing tube in him. However, he is responding. He is holding the hands of family members and close friends that are with him at the hospital. His uncle has been speaking with media representatives and saying that his nephew is in the fight of his life and he's still fighting. And as recent as Wednesday, his father made a Zoom call with the Buffalo Bills and was just saying that his son is awake and he's doing better and he's still making progress. Despite being critically ill, still being in critical condition, he's made improvements over the last 24 hours. So, man, this if you had the chance to watch that Monday night game, it was something that I had never seen before. I've watched a lot of NFL football for a very long time, and never did I see anything like this. I've seen injuries where players were carted off the field, possible severe neck injuries or spinal cord injuries, but never to the magnitude where player had collapsed and CPR had to be administered, as well as the defibrillator had to be administered, had to be used on a player. Never in my life had I seen anything like this. And as a result of that, there was a lot of deliberating and a lot of debating, and there was also a meetings that had taken place between NFL offices and, of course, with the teams and ownership, and of course, with Buffalo head coach Sean McDermott and Cincinnati head coach Zach Taylor, and it was made official on the public address system in Cincinnati, as well as to the viewers that had watched on ESPN and ABC and their family of networks, that the game would be suspended, with Cincinnati currently having a 7-3 lead. And late in the first quarter, matter of fact, with 5 minutes and 58 seconds left in the first quarter. So again, this was definitely something that I had never seen before in terms of CPR being administered to a player on the field. It was something that a lot of fans that were watching worldwide didn't know what was going on. A lot of the broadcasters, a lot of media outlets did not know what was going on. But there's still, as this show was airing, there's been a lot of debates on whether Buffalo and Cincinnati will ever play this game. Well, the current news from the NFL is that Buffalo and Cincinnati will not resume for this week. However, there's no official announcement on whether Buffalo and Cincinnati will make up this game, will resume this game at a later date. The NFL has not come to an announcement on that as of yet. But what the NFL has said for now, that Week 18's games will go on as planned. And I'll just give you my honest opinion. It's very tough. It's very tough when you have a situation like this, because, again, it's one thing when you have a very serious injury, but it's another thing where a player became a life and death situation on that Monday night, and it's still far from over because he's still critically ill. Damar Hamlin is still critically ill despite showing signs of improvement. We've heard a lot of things about the NFL's criticism with the reaction to the incident. If you listened to the broadcast, Joe Buck had reported that after the ambulance had taken Damar Hamlin away, the NFL had told teams that they had 5 minutes to prepare to begin playing again. And that didn't go over well. And, you know, and I think it was the right call for the NFL. They got it right for postponing the game. And of course, later suspending the game, at least temporarily. Again, we do not know if they're going to resume playing this game, and if so, is it going to take place during a bye week? If they're going to play at a neutral site, will it return to Cincinnati? In the grand scheme of things, this really doesn't matter right now. I mean, the focus remains on Damar Hamlin, and I understand that the NFL is going to proceed for right now with a Week 18, and again, our thoughts and prayers are with Damar Hamlin, his family, friends, associates, of course, his teammates with the Buffalo Bills. Of course, prayers are with the Cincinnati Bengals and everyone that has been praying for him. Continue to pray for health, for his long-term health, and just for a continuation in the road to recovery. And it gets kind of hard to concentrate on football, but we'll do our best to give you what you need in order for, you know, your numbers to play for Week 18, the final week of the NFL regular season. Let's start off with Saturday's games. We have the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Las Vegas Raiders, and then we have the night game, which will be the Tennessee Titans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Before we give you the numbers, as always, the games that you play in sports betting are money line, point spread, and over-under total points. Money line is simple. If you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score, on the margin of victory in a sporting event. While a point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, money line does not. So, for instance, if you're playing a game in sports betting where the point spread is 7.5, that team must win by 7.5 points. If they win by 6 points, or if they win by 7 points, you do not win the bet. However, money line, basically, if you place a bet on the team you think will win the game, if they win, you win, no matter the score. So again, that's money line, point spread, and then there's over under total points. This is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the actual figure that's presented. All right, let's do this. So here's Week 18 of the 2022 NFL regular season, the final week of the NFL regular season. Saturday's games. the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Point spread for Kansas City is -9.5. For Las Vegas, is +9.5. The money line for Kansas City is -455. For Las Vegas, is +355. And the over-under total points is 52.5. The nightcap will be the Tennessee Titans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Point spread for Tennessee is +6.5. For Jacksonville, it's -6.5. Money line for Tennessee is +222. For Jacksonville, it's -278. And the over-under total points is 40. Sunday's games, the Cleveland Browns versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Point spread for Cleveland, +2.5. For Pittsburgh, it's -2.5. Money line for Cleveland is +122. For Pittsburgh, it's -145. Over-under total points is 40.5. The New York Jets versus the Miami Dolphins. Point spread for the Jets, -1. For Miami, +1. Money line for the Jets is -120. For Miami, it's +100. Over-under total points, 38.5. The New England Patriots squaring off against the Buffalo Bills. Point spread for New England, +7. For Buffalo, -7. Money line for New England, it's +250. For Buffalo, is -320. Over-under total points, 42.5. The Carolina Panthers square off against the New Orleans Saints. Point spread for Carolina, +3.5. For New Orleans, -3.5. Money line for Carolina, +158. For New Orleans, -190. Over-under total points is 42. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers square off against the Atlanta Falcons. Point spread for Tampa Bay, +4. For Atlanta, -4. Money line for Tampa is +162. For Atlanta, it's -195. Over-under total points, 40. Next game, the Houston Texans versus the Indianapolis Colts. Point spread for Indianapolis, +2.5. For Indianapolis, -2.5. Money line for Houston is +118. For Indianapolis, -140. Over-under total points is 38. The Minnesota Vikings square off against the Chicago Bears. Point spread for Minnesota, -7.5. For Chicago, +7.5. Money line for Minnesota, -350. For Chicago, +275. Over-under total points, 43. The Baltimore Ravens square off against the Cincinnati Bengals. Point spread for Baltimore is +7. For Cincinnati, it's -7. Money line for Baltimore is +260. For Cincinnati, it's -335. The over-under total points, 41.5. We have the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Seattle Seahawks. Point spread for Los Angeles is +6. For Seattle, it's -6. Money line for the Rams is +215. For Seattle, it's -267. And the over-under total points is 41.5. The New York Giants square off against the Philadelphia Eagles. Point spread for the Giants, +14. For Philadelphia, it's -14. Money line for the Giants, +600. For Philadelphia, -900. And the over-under total points is 43. The Dallas Cowboys square off against the Washington Commanders. Points for Dallas is -7. Point spread for Washington, +7. Money line for Dallas is -320. For Washington, it's +250. Over-under total points is 41. The Arizona Cardinals square off against the San Francisco 49ers. Point spread for Arizona is +14. For San Francisco, it's -14. The money line for Arizona is +700. For San Francisco, is -1100. Over-under total points, 40.5. The Los Angeles Chargers will square off against the Denver Broncos. Point spread for the Chargers, +1.5. For Denver, it's -1.5. Money line for the Chargers is +105. For Denver, it's -125. And the over-under total points is 40. And then we have the Sunday night matchup between the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. Point spread for Detroit is +4.5. For Green Bay, it's -4.5. Money line for Detroit, +180. For Green Bay, -220. And the over-under total points is 49. And there you have it. Those are your numbers for Week 18 and the final week of the 2022 NFL season. So again, in sports betting, you have money line, point spread, and over-under total points. With money line, if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Point spread is a bet on the margin of victory in a sporting event. While a point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, money line does not. And the over-under total points, this is the bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than the numerical figure that is presented. So again, you can play money line, you can play point spread, or you can play over-under total points. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Winning Bets. I'm Ed Robinson, and again, our thoughts and prayers are with DeMar Hamlin, his family, friends, associates, teammates, and everyone that's close to him during this difficult time. And again, so a fluid situation, but again, our thoughts and prayers are with him as he continues the road to recovery and restoration with his health. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson. And you've been listening to the...
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP. Always designing for people.
If there's anything better than bacon, it's more bacon. Like Smithfield Premium Bacon, a line of flavor-filled bacon made by bacon lovers for bacon lovers. Smoked longer, sliced thicker, and expertly flavored to bring bacon excitement to any bacon fan. From center cut and applewood smoked to sweetly satisfying maple flavor to double the thick, double the smoke. Add a few slices to your burger on top of your pancakes, or just take the whole plate for yourself. Premium bacon from Smithfield. For the love of meat.
Winning bets.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Los proveedores de teléfono móvil dicen que ofrecen internet residencial, pero si tu internet viene de una red celular, es internet celular, no internet para el hogar. Cox Internet es más rápido y tiene velocidades de descarga más confiables que internet 5G residencial. En Cox puedes confiar para conexiones felices en tu hogar. Basado en análisis de Cox de datos de Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Q3 2022 en áreas de servicio de Cox. Visita cox.com/internet para detalles.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.